Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist," but others said, "Elijah," and others that one of the prophets of old has risen. Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." As he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the world and loses it for faith himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truthfully, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God."
耶稣自己祷告的时候，门徒也同他们在那里。耶稣问他们说：“众人说我是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗者约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是古时的一个先知又复活。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“是神所立的基督。”耶稣真切地嘱咐其他人，不可将这事告与其他人。又说，人子必须遭受许多苦难，被长老、被祭司和文士弃绝，最终遭受追杀，第三次之后才能复活。耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架，背着负担来跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了自己。人若赚得全世界，最终却丧失了自己，赔上了老本儿，这有什么好处？凡把我和我的道当作可耻之人，他们自己虽然在荣耀当中，并且天父与圣天使的荣耀降临的时候，也要把这样的人当作可耻之人。我来告诉你们，我站在这里，有人在没尝到死亡之前，已经能看见上天之国。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第24讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki。Chinese of our second phase of the program at Dujing Da Jiang Tang. English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Online sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 24th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, let's deal with my today's personal study summary. One day, while Jesus was praying, he asked his disciples what people thought about him. Some said he was John the Baptist. Others thought he was an Elijah or another prophet from the past. But when Jesus asked, Who do you say I am? Peter answered boldly. You are the Christ of God. Then Jesus warned them not to tell anybody yet. He already explained that he would suffer, be rejected by the religious leaders, be killed, and then raised up again on the third day. After that, Jesus told everyone that following him means more than just saying words. A person must be willing to give up selfish desires, carry their own cross daily, and truly follow him. He explained that trying to save your life only makes you lose it, but giving up your life for his sake means you actually save it. Jesus also asked, what's the point of gaining the whole world if you lose yourself in the process? He warned that if people are ashamed of him, he will also be ashamed of them when he comes back in glory. Finally, he said that some standing there would see the kingdom of God before they die. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. This text is difficult to understand, so I use the comments of the King James Bible to answer your questions.
大家好啊，今天这段文字比较难以理解，所以我引用了钦定版圣经的注解来回答大家的问题。
The text begins with Jesus praying. He had just served a large crowd of people, so he needed rest with his fathers in heaven.
经文以圣经的祷告开始，他刚刚服侍了一大群人，所以他需要与天父一同休息。
Only the disciples were with him, but that was enough. Jesus directed the topic of their conversation to the crowd that they had just fed, and they asked the disciples what the people thought of him.
耶稣身边只有门徒，但这已经足够了。耶稣把话题转向了刚刚喂饱的那些人群，并询问门徒对他的自己的看法。
The disciples gave different answers. Then Jesus asked them directly, "Who do you think that I am?" Jesus answered honestly, "You are Jesus, the anointed one."
门徒们各有各的答案。耶稣就直接问他们：“你们说我是谁？”彼得诚实的回答：“你是耶稣基督。
The same question Jesus asked you and me today. Who do you believe Jesus is? Is he only a miracle worker who helps us when we are in trouble? Or is he truly our all in all, someone for whom we were willing to give up everything and follow him?
”今天，耶稣也问你我同样的问题：我们是否真正的相信他？他只是一位行迹神秘，在我们有困难出现帮助我们的人吗？还是他真的是我们的一切，一位愿意为我们来放弃一切而让我们跟随他的人？
The next topic Jesus mentioned was his coming crucifixion by the religious leaders in Jerusalem. This was a shocking message for the disciples. Most of them did not understand what he was talking about. Peter, as we hear in another gospel, even told the Lord that this should not happen to him, but Jesus rebuked him strongly for saying this.
耶稣接下来提到的话题是他即将被耶路撒冷的宗教领袖钉死在十字架上，这对门徒来说是一个令人震惊的消息。他们大多数人并不明白他在说什么。正如我们在另一本福音书中所读到的，彼得甚至告诉主，这种事不应该发生在他身上，但是耶稣最后严厉地斥责了他。
With this background, we can understand the rest of the passage. Of course, Jesus does not call us to be crucified, but he does call us to face the challenges of our everyday life, to let go our selfish desires, and to put our lives completely in God's hands.
有了以上这些背景，我们就能理解经文的其余部分。当然，耶稣并没有招呼我们 他准确来说会被钉在十字架上，但他召唤我们面对日常生活的挑战的时候，应放下自私的欲望，将我们的生命完全交托在神的手中。
It may happen that others laugh at us, but that does not matter. Jesus does not ask us to be heroes. Walking with him day by day is enough.
也许会有人嘲笑我们，但这并没有关系。耶稣并没有要求我们成为英雄，日复一日的与他并肩同行就已然足够。
To deny ourselves means not to seek the blessings of this world, but instead to receive the love, joy, and peace that Jesus offers. It is logical that there is no benefit in becoming great in this world, but losing eternal life.
舍己意味着不追求世俗之间的快乐，而是领受耶稣所赐的爱、喜乐与平安。因此，在这个世界上变得伟大，却失去永生，并无益处。实际上，这才是真正的逻辑所在。
Nobody leaves this earth alive, so we must carefully consider where we want to spend eternity.
没有人能在世间永远的活着，所以我们必须仔细考虑，我们最终在哪里才能度过永恒的时光。
Jesus closes the conversation by saying that there are some who will not taste death before seeing the kingdom of God. Jesus has overcome death. Therefore, when we are reborn in him, we will only sleep, but will not see death in all its cruelty.
耶稣在结束对话时说：“有些人从未尝过死亡的滋味，最终却见到了神。耶稣已经战胜了死亡，因此，当我们在他的身体里重生的时候，我们只是沉睡，却不会真正的经历死亡所经历的一切残酷。”OK, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have become just new Christians. The first one, Shrestha, why did people think Jesus was joined the baptized or Elijah? 为什么人们总是认为耶稣是西施者约翰或者是以利亚呢？
Because of their unbelief, they knew that he was a great person, but they negated that he was the Messiah, because that would mean that they had to hear and obey him with all consequences.
因为这些人并不相信，他们知道耶稣是个伟人，但这些人并不知道他就是弥赛亚所在，因为这意味着他们必须跟从他，服从他，无论最终的结果如何。
Today, there are still people and religious who see Jesus as a wise man or a prophet because they don't want to come to the light because their works are evil.
今天仍然有人和宗教将耶稣视为智者或者先知，因为他们不想走上最终的光明，因为他们的邪恶行为令人发指。Next one, sister, therefore, why do you think Peter was brave enough to say Jesus is the Christ? 你认为彼得为什么敢大胆地说出耶稣就是基督？
It is written in another gospel that the Holy Spirit taught Peter whom he was.
在另一本福音当中，已经已然记载着圣灵告诉彼得他究竟是谁。Next issue, sister, why did Jesus tell his disciples not to tell anybody about him being the Christ? 为什么耶稣要门徒不要告诉别人他就是基督呢？
There were two kinds of people. Some were jealous about the influence of Jesus among the people. The other ones would like to make him to an earthly king who kicks out the Romans from Israel.
世间有两种人， 一些人妒忌耶稣在人民中的影响力，另一些人则希望他成为尘世间的国王，将罗马人赶出以色列。
Both groups would harm Jesus and God's plan for salvation. Therefore, Jesus wanted to hold himself in secret until he arose from the dead.
这两群人都会伤害耶稣和上帝的救赎计划，因此耶稣总是想隐藏自己，直到他从死里能逃生。Next issue, sister. How do you think the disciples felt when Jesus said he would suffer and die? 当耶稣说他要受苦并最终死去的时候，你觉得门徒里面这些人会怎么想？
Some of them were shocked, other ones did not understand.
一些人感到相当震惊，另一些人却觉得我不理解这件事。Next issue. Therefore, sister, what do you think Jesus meant by take up your cross daily? 你认为耶稣本人所说的"天天背起自己的十字架"这话怎样理解呢？
Living a normal daily life without seeking for to be a hero.
这意味着我们要过着平凡的日常生活，并不追求成为所谓的英雄主义。Next issue. Why is it so important to deny ourselves if we want to follow Jesus? 如果我们要跟随耶稣，为什么却要否认自己呢？
Because pride is the origin of all sin. If we are proud about ourselves, we cannot be disciples of Jesus Christ.
因为骄傲是一切罪恶的根源，如果我们骄傲自大，就不可能成为耶稣基督的门徒。Next issue. What does it mean to gain the world but lose yourself? 赢得了世界却赔了自己，这话怎么理解呢？
There are many ways to gain the world by being famous, for example, and to search pleasures without ethical boundaries.
世间有很多方法可以去赢得功名利禄，比如说通过出名以及寻求不受道德限制的快乐。
Here we see our selfishness. When we want to gain the world, we are selfish. But Jesus' commandment was that we shall love one another, and if somebody does not love and stays in his selfishness, he has lost himself.
在这里，我们也看到了我们的自私。当我们想赢得这个所谓的世界的时候，我们就变成自私之人。但耶稣的诫命却是，我们之间要彼此相爱。如果有人不自爱，却沉溺于自杀，他们就是真正的迷失了自己。Next issue. Therefore, sister, how do you think people today can be ashamed of Jesus? 你觉得今天的人们会怎样表现出对耶稣本人的羞耻呢？
When they know that he exists and have a certain belief, but if somebody asks them, they say no.
当他们知道他的存在，并且有一定的信仰的时候，但面对别人的质问，他们会拒绝说"我是基督徒"。Next issue. Therefore, sister. Why do you think Jesus talked about glory when he returns back? 你认为耶稣为什么提到他再来的时候的荣耀呢？
Jesus will return in glory as judge and king and judge all people on earth.
耶稣本人会以审判官和君主的身份荣耀归来，审判地球上的所有人。Today's last issue. So, what do you think it meant that some people there will see the kingdom of God before they died? 你认为耶稣说有人在死之前会看到神的国，这话怎样理解呢？
Jesus has overcome the death, and so his disciples will only sleep and not feel the cruelty of death when they die.
耶稣已经战胜了死亡，所以跟随他的门徒实际上最终只是会睡上一觉，而不会感受得到真正的死亡威胁。好啦，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年9月快乐，我们下期再会。